Buildings also stand as evidence of the power of memory. Who has not returned after many years to a house, a school, a hotel, or some other place in which meaningful events in your life occurred, and not found that the buildings themselves unleashed a sense of the past too strong to ignore? Architectural historian Vincent Scully has said that architecture is a conversation between the generations, carried out across time. And while you could say that this is true of all forms of art and culture, in architecture the conversation is the most conspicuous, the most obvious, the most impossible to tune out. We may not all participate in the conversation, but we all have to listen to it. For that reason alone, architecture matters. Because it is all around us, and what is all around us has to have an effect on us. That effect may be subtle and barely noticeable, or it may shake us to the core. But it will never fail to be there. Because architecture is there, presenting itself to us even when we do not seek it out or even choose to be conscious of it, it makes sense to think about it in slightly different terms from the way in which we might discuss, say, Baroque music or Renaissance sculpture, which is to say that it makes sense to consider it not only in terms of great masters,